Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Nobody
wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions.
Uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again.
Yeah.
Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys laugh. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Tuning in on tonight, for calling in on tonight. We want to welcome you, hallelujah, amen, to our Tuesday night segment. And I'm just going to start calling it, God is good. Glory to God, hallelujah. God is good. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you who have tuned in, everybody who has called in. If you're looking at the recording, we thank God for you. If you're listening to the recording, we thank God for you. Amen. I truly believe the Lord has a word for tonight, hallelujah, that will truly bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we get to it, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, simply for the ability to come on the line tonight just to hear your word on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to say and everything you're about to do. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for enlightenment on tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for revelation on tonight. We praise you for it on tonight. We magnify you for it on tonight. We love you for it on tonight. We praise you for it. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you. Once again, we glorify you. Once again, we lift you up, Lord. There's no God like you, and there never will be. There's none beside you and none above you. And we praise you for magnify you, not for what you're doing, not for what you already done. Oh, no, you done done some great works in our lives. We are praising you, are magnifying you for you being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, that you don't need no help being you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We want to welcome everybody, hallelujah, to the Adoring Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to God is Good. Hallelujah. Our Tuesday night service. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you. I'm your host and your speaker on tonight, Elder Andre K. Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince. Our preachers is in the building on tonight. Glory to God. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony and you're out there online, feel free, amen, to put your testimony or your prayer request. Hallelujah. In the comment box on tonight, we will, Hallelujah. Put those on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Later on in the broadcast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even if you type it and you scroll on. Hallelujah. Just know. Hallelujah. Your prayer will be on the throne of grace on tonight. For those of you that got your Bibles and your electronic devices, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians on tonight, chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. We're going to begin at verse 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is a scripture in which I've talked for before, but tonight, hallelujah, amen, we're going to approach it from a slightly different perspective. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach the same thing, but I'm going to teach it from a different perspective on tonight. This might bless you. This should bless you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to explain the first perspective for those of you that may not have caught that message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's begin reading. It says verse 12, 10 and 12, 1 Corinthians. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. See, in the prior writing, the writer, who we believe to be the Apostle Paul, has just got through explaining to his brethren, hallelujah, he addressed them as brethren, you know, all the things, amen, that could cause you to fall into temptation. He talked about idolatry. He talked about, hallelujah, drinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He talked about evil things, a number of things. You're welcome to go back and read chapter 10 at your leisure. I recommend reading the whole thing. Glory to God. I recommend reading the whole thing because when they wrote it, they didn't divide it up. I just want to give you this little nugget. When they wrote it, when the original writer was writing it, they themselves did not divide their writings by numbers and chapters. Glory to God, hallelujah. When they came and transcribed it into English, into other languages, hallelujah, the transcribers, the rewriters, glory to God, hallelujah, numbered the text, glory to God, hallelujah, and numbered the chapters. But it wasn't originally like that. So I recommend reading the whole thing because chapter 9 and chapter 10 might go together. Glory to God. Chapter 10 and chapter 11 might go together, or the whole thing. Hallelujah, might go together. Glory to God, hallelujah. So I do recommend going back, reading the whole thing. But Paul just said, let him thinketh. There's somebody that continuously think that he standeth. Continuously think that, you know, I stand on the word of God. I'm holier than thou. Sin can't get to me. Praise God. You know, we got people out there that think sin can't get to them. Hallelujah, amen. I know they out there because when sin gets to me, they get to bragging on how, hallelujah, amen. I was in that situation and I was able, hallelujah, to succumb to the pressure, amen, and withstand the blows of the devil. Glory to God, what good for you, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But somebody lying because the Bible tells me, hallelujah, amen, according to this word. Hallelujah, amen, that he that standeth need to take heed or else he's going to fall. You need to be on guard. You need to know, hallelujah, amen, that you can be tempted. You need to know that the devil, amen, has a way that he can try to get to you. You need to know this information because if you don't know it, you're going to fall. If you think you can't get God. See, when we was in the streets, we used to say people think that they can't get God. And when people think that they can't get God, they easier to get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil watching us and saying, whoever think that they can't get God. Hallelujah. Let me break it down to you. David was a man after God's own heart, and he got God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Peter walked with God. Hallelujah. Walked with Jesus and he got God. Glory to God. Judas walked with Jesus and he got God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can be close to God and still get God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's lesson number one. Don't think that you can't get God. Don't think the devil can't get to you. As many men and women of the cloth of the ministry are falling into sin. Everybody out there ain't a false prophet that's falling to sin. Now, David wasn't a false prophet, and he fell to sin. Glory to God. So we need to be on guard as men and women of God and need to be aware, hallelujah, that you could get God. Because if you ain't aware that you could get God, you going to get God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 13. There is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. Everybody got something. See, this is a different approach. This is a different perspective. See, the last time the Lord said, we're going to teach this, he said, hallelujah, I want the person to know that they ain't the only ones. You are not alone in your struggle. You are not alone in your battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we can get the message to chaos, to the people that's locked up in the jails that think I'm the only one that suffers with this. Why am I so sick-minded? To the people that's still out here free wondering, why do I suffer with these sick thoughts that I have? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us you ain't the only one. Hallelujah, praise God, that you ain't the only one, that this is common. This is common to man. All of us, see this is what, why the name of the sermon tonight is called The Truth and Nothing But, because the truth is, glory to God, hallelujah, temptation can get to us all. Hallelujah. And the devil, in the first message, hallelujah.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Amen. Praise God. In the first message, hallelujah, the enemy, glory to God, hallelujah, was basically trying to get us to think, amen, we the only ones. Hallelujah. Praise God. We the only ones that are going through this thing. Glory to God, hallelujah. But God sent me that night to tell you, hallelujah, amen, that we are not the only ones. You are not the only one. Glory to God, hallelujah, that suffers with lust. You are not the only one, hallelujah, that suffers with homosexuality. You are not the only one, hallelujah, that suffers, hallelujah, with bestiality. You're not the only one. Glory to God, this is common, but people don't talk about it. Hallelujah, and their lack of talking about, hallelujah, what's going on, hallelujah, instead they pointing fingers. When R. Kelly went to jail, everybody pointing fingers as if they don't look at, glory to God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Everybody got something going on with them, and the enemy will try to tell you you're the only one and isolate you. Glory to God, hallelujah. And God sent me there. My first message to let you know you're not the only one. But he says, praise God. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. But cancels out. Hallelujah. Whenever somebody say but, they'll be like, I'm not trying to interrupt you. But first of all, hallelujah, when people say they're not trying to, okay, Lord. When people say they're not trying to interrupt you while they're interrupting you. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, it's not what you say, it's what you're doing. Look, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but if you're not trying to interrupt me, shut up. Glory to God. Because if you wasn't trying to interrupt me, you would not be talking. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Maybe it's the wrong choice of words because that's exactly what you're doing. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So say he said, but. Hallelujah, amen. So I know what I just said. I know I just said there's no temptation common to man. Everybody got something going on. I know that I said that. But, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. God is faithful. Oh, Lord. So that counsels, yeah. You go through something. Hallelujah. Everybody suffering with something. Paul himself said that he had a thorn in his side. Hallelujah. He didn't tell us what the thorn was, but the thorn was literally a metaphor for a thought. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something was going on with Paul that he couldn't shake. And the Bible says he prayed to God 3 times that he removed this thorn, as he called it, from his side. And each time he told him no. But his reply was, hallelujah, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah, for you to make it through whatever you're going through, whatever issue you got, my grace is enough. hallelujah, to cover that. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. You don't got to succumb to it. My grace is enough to keep. See, a lot of times we want to lean on grace, hallelujah, after we done something. Oh, Lord, I messed up. Forgive me. You want forgiving grace. You want merciful grace. Hallelujah. You want to do the crime but not do the time. Glory to God, hallelujah. God say, I got the grace, amen, that you can live with whatever you're dealing with and not do the crime and not have to worry about the time. Glory to God, hallelujah. He say, my grace is sufficient for you to deal with whatever this thing is. Hallelujah. But right here he goes into detail. He says, praise God, hallelujah. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. He will not suffer you to be tempted. You're going to be tempted. This is going to help you. This is the part that helps you. Glory to God. Well, the whole thing going to help you. But this is what helps you personally. Hallelujah. About you. About you. This is about you. Hallelujah. God is faithful to you. Glory to God. But you are going to be tempted. Glory to God. But he will not allow you to be tempted above which you are able. One translation says above your measure. In other words, hallelujah, let me put it like this. When they build a building downtown, glory to God, a big skyscraper, hallelujah, amen, they construct it in order to plan ahead for storms, for wind, for the different atmosphere, because it's more wind, the higher you go up, the more windy it is. So they construct the building to deal with whatever ailments it deals with. If it snows, they ready for the snow. If the wind is blowing at 200 miles an hour and a hurricane come through, they done built it for that. Glory to God. So they have designed it to withstand whatever may happen. In other words, God has designed you, hallelujah, tailor-made every single test, every single temptation is tailor-made for you. Everything, every temptation that comes your way, God already knows that you are able to resist it. The devil already knows that you are able to resist it. The only person that does not know that they are able to resist the temptation is you. Praise God, hallelujah. You're telling yourself that's too much money to pass up. You telling yourself he too fine. I'll never get an opportunity. You telling yourself she fine. I'll never get another, what they say, a baddie now. Glory to God, hallelujah. An old man might say a dime piece. You telling yourself I'll never come across this situation again. And I got to take advantage of it right now. You telling yourself, hallelujah, this is a temptation that you cannot resist. But the Bible, the Word of God is telling you it is. It is designed for you to resist. Better yet, you were designed to resist it. Because the architect, hallelujah, built you with these temptations in mind. When this happens, hallelujah, they got to be able to withstand this wind. If the wind get up to 150, if the wind get up to 180, if the wind get up to 200, if a hurricane come, they got to be able to withstand the elements that are automatically going to happen. Hallelujah, amen. So the second thing you got to know, hallelujah, amen, praise God. First, you got to take heed. Second of all, amen, everybody got something going on, praise God. Third, you got to know God is faithful, hallelujah. Fourth, you got to know the temptation that comes your way is tailor-made for you to beat. But I got to go back. It's like a 3.5 up in there, a 3.54. Hallelujah, praise God, because temptation's going to come. Get the misconception out your mind that because you get saved or because people know that you done got saved, that they not going to tempt you or temptation's not going to come now automatically because you done gave your life to God. That simply is not true. Hallelujah. Temptations are all around you and they will not go away. Hallelujah. This is God telling you about you. You're going to be tempted. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. But watch this, he says, hallelujah. But will not suffer you, hallelujah, to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation. So along with the temptation, this is with it. See, too many times all we see is the temptation, because that's all the devil wants you to see. He got you focused on the temptation. But he says, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. He's made a way for you to get out of whatever temptation it is. Usually the way is made before you get in it. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But somehow we direct ourselves into the temptation. We've asked the Lord in our Our Father's prayer, lead us not into temptation. He's not leading you into temptation. Glory to God, hallelujah, he's leading you away from it. You leading yourself. See, we got to understand, sometimes we lead ourselves into temptation. You spoke to somebody that didn't speak to you because you thought they was cute. That's the only reason why you weren't being nice and polite. You thought he was cute. You thought she was fine, so you spoke. Glory to God. You brought that person wasn't thinking about you. Now they're like, oh, hey. Glory to God. Now you brought the temptation on yourself. Hallelujah. Sometimes the way to escape is never to get in it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he said, with the temptation makes a way of escape, and ye may be able to bear it. You may be able to bear it. That means you'll be able to put up with the temptation and pass it. You'll be able to put up with the test and pass it. This is good information for you to know that with the temptation, temptation's going to happen. That's good to know. It's good to know that every temptation is, I'm telling made to pass every temptation. Every temptation has a way of escape, and I can bear every temptation. This is good for me to know. Hallelujah, this is light in me. It takes the weight off my shoulders. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that these things are going to happen to me. Hallelujah, but I can pass the test. I can bear it. Hallelujah, amen, because he's made a way of escape for me. Hallelujah, amen, and it's tailor-made for me to pass. This is good for me to know for my personal well-being. Glory to God for your personal well-being, for you to know you ain't the only one that suffer with whatever you suffer with up there. You scared to tell the closest people around you. Your husband don't know. Your wife don't know. God forbid if your children find that, how they would look at mama, how they would look at daddy. Glory to God. Your parents don't know. Don't nobody know but you. And maybe that one other person you might have did it with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say, hallelujah, you ain't the only one. All this is good for you to know about you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now let's talk about everybody else. Hallelujah. Because if you can accept the fact that you got something going on, if you can accept the fact that temptation is going to be in your face, hallelujah, if you can accept the fact that, hallelujah, these things are going to happen to you before you even get to the part about resisting, and before you even get to the part about, hallelujah, amen, that is tailor-made for you, before you even get to the part, hallelujah, that there's a way of escape, understand that if you understand that these things are common to you, understand it's common to the people around you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now that you get this, you ain't the only one. Maybe some of that grace and mercy that you're asking God for, you need to transfer that to other people around you. There's no temptation common to man. Hallelujah, praise God. So you might want to understand, hallelujah, amen, that other people go through stuff too. Yeah, the first part of the message blessed you because you learned something about yourself. You learned something about God. You learned you can resist these things. You didn't know you can resist these things, and you knew you could resist it, you would have resisted it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's good for you to know, but it's also good for you to know that the people around you, your spouse deal with temptation. Hallelujah, amen. Your children deal with temptation. Your parents deal with temptation. Your friends deal with temptation. Your coworkers deal with temptation. There is no temptation. Hallelujah. Common to man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I always say, think about it like this. Amen. If you're married in a relationship, amen, if you're attracted to somebody as your job, hallelujah, amen. And you don't think that your spouse attracted to somebody at their job, hallelujah, they going through something too. Glory to God. And the confusion and the coming together we try to do at home, which we call a relationship, don't make it no better, hallelujah, when we go out into the world of temptation, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like you being tempted, you got to understand they being tempted too. Glory to God. Parents go so hard on their children nowadays. If you don't remember when you used to sneak out the house, hallelujah, when you didn't have sex in cars and behind bleachers and every which way and other there, hallelujah, we done forgot to transfer the mercy and grace forward. Hallelujah. We got to transfer the mercy and the grace forward. Hallelujah, amen. They keep falling into this, but they don't know what you just learned. So many times, oh Lord, so many times we want to condemn people about what we know. Well, what you mean? You know the word. Hallelujah. They don't know the word, but you condemn them.
You
about
are the last party
know.
In the conference.
Hallelujah. Instead of educating them, praise God, about what you know now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instead of educating them about what you know now, if you could pass on the knowledge. Maybe they not, see, everybody that you see sinning ain't really trying, they ain't trying to be in sin. Glory to God. Maybe they didn't know how to resist the sin. Maybe they didn't know how, hallelujah, to not succumb to temptation. But now that you've learned it, you want to get mad at the next person when they fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Husbands, I hate to tell you, hey, amen, your wife find other men attractive. Oh, that's hard. No, because you want to think that, oh, once she found you, she went blind. Glory to God, hallelujah. She just forgot how she's so in love, she just forget how other people look right in front of her face. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. And see, the wives know. I ain't got to tell the women, glory to God, to tell husband find other women attractive. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And maybe that's why they can deal with stuff. Oh, Lord. Are we getting too deep into this? Maybe that's why they deal with stuff better than what we deal with it, because they already know this is possible. Oh, glory to God. Hey, you look at these average relationships that the man and cheated, the wife most likely know, and then took him back. See, I knew this was a possibility. I knew this could happen. I've seen the track record. I see what men do out here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But men, hallelujah, men, you need to, I don't know what you think. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, that you just the one, hallelujah, amen. See, this is the part that God say will bless you, hallelujah, amen. It's going to bless you to know the knowledge, amen, that they under attack. Glory to God, don't you know soon. Soon as she decides, hey, man, I'm going to settle with you, hallelujah, somebody new going to get hired at their job, somebody that they've been dreaming about since they were 7 years old, glory to God, look just like him. Probably nothing like what she wanted to be, but the devil disguises himself as an angel of light. Oh, Lord. Same thing with you, the new secretary, the new cashier, glory to God, hallelujah. And what about your children? They going to school dealing with all kind of temptations. These girls are fast nowadays. Some of them real, real fast. And you got sons out there dealing with fast girls. And you got fast guys, smooth talkers. They've been raised to getting their jobs. and they got to deal with this. And you forgot, as a parent, you forgot what it's like, hallelujah, for you to deal with this. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you was a child, you had to deal with temptation. Hallelujah, amen. You thought your teachers was cute. Hallelujah, amen. Some of y'all did some stuff that you won't even tell your children because of how they'll look at you. Glory to God. But you look at them like, I didn't raise you like this. You didn't have to. Glory to God. I hate that TikTok that they say, I hate when mama say, I didn't raise you like this. Well, who did? They don't have to. Look, there's enough temptation in them streets. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. They ain't got to raise them a certain way for them to grow up and behave a certain way. Hallelujah. Remember the prodigal son in the Bible. He wasn't raised to run the streets and spend money on hookers and ball out. Praise God. But as soon as he got his portion of goods for his father, that's what he went and did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to have grace and mercy for these people, praise God, because you were once one of them. Some of us still one of them. It amazes me how we can be in sin and judge somebody else for theirs. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because the Lord always say, hallelujah, amen. Y'all understand when it's you. Hallelujah. When you was in that relationship in the past and you did what you did behind that person's back, you had a reason. And your reason was sufficient for what you did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when somebody else do the exact same thing you did, but because they don't have the reason you have. Uh-oh, you looking from the outside in, from the outside looking in, and you trying to judge them, glory to God, and don't know what they're going through. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have to have mercy. You have to open your mind and understand people go through stuff. Don't you know? A person in an abusive relationship, hallelujah, is not only being attacked by the person who abuses them. They're being attacked by the enemy outside of that relationship. You don't even know that person getting abused. You just know they cheating on their husband. But you don't know their husband is beating the heck out of them. And the only reason why they cheating is because this other guy shows them some kind of conflict. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you cheating for other reasons. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You got to understand with friendships go sour. People stab you in the back. People manipulate you and use you. People lie to you, glory to God, and say that they're your friends. But you don't know why they being attacked, too. You don't know how they was raised. You don't know that maybe every friend they had, maybe not every friend, but it might be every friend, because sometimes all they take is one. That first friend, they put their trust in that first friend. That first friend slept with their boyfriend. Hallelujah. You don't know what they did, glory to God, but from that point on, they ain't trust nobody, and you just happen to come along. There's no temptation. Hallelujah. Common to man. This is the truth. People, hallelujah, they don't want to tell you the truth. The truth is temptation's going to come. If they coming to you, they coming to everybody else. That's the realization you have to accept. This is why it will bless you. Because it will give you an understanding of this is going to happen. If David, who was a man, God said it. David ain't saying it about himself. God said it. A man after my own heart. If he can go out there and commit adultery, get her pregnant, lie about it, and then have a man killed, if he can fall that deep into sin, who do you think you are? Hallelujah. So you need to take yourself off of a pedestal and take the people around you off of a pedestal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to take yourself off the pedestal because you think you're just that good of a friend. You're just that good of a parent. You're just that good of a lover. There ain't no way nobody could ever do any wrong to me. Hallelujah, amen. I'm telling you, amen, from experience. When you think I'm that good of a person that people won't do that to you, when they do it to you, you heartbroken, you depressed. You all sulking in your feelings. You make a Facebook post and crying, glory to God. Because why? Why did this happen to me? Because they, hallelujah, are being tempted. Glory to God, hallelujah. They, no temptation is common to man, glory to God. Hurt people. Hallelujah. First time I heard that, I thought they were just repeating themselves. What? Hurt people that are hurt, turn around and hurt other people. Glory to God. You sitting there wondering, why did they do this to me? Hallelujah. Because the elder always tell me you reap what you sow. I've been listening to him. He say you reap what you sow. Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. I didn't put this out there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So why is it coming on me? Hallelujah. Amen. Because maybe you're not the one under attack. Maybe the other person is the one, hallelujah, under attack by the temptation. But the temptation, amen, just happens to involve you because you're in the vicinity. You have a relationship with that person. And whatever temptation they succumb to, you and your feelings about it. I always tell people, don't get mad. It's not your fault, somebody. Most of the time, watch this. Most of the time when people hurt you, people cheat on you or lie to you or whatever the case may be, it don't have nothing to do with you. I tell women, that man ain't cheat on you even thinking about you. Glory to God, hallelujah. He was thinking about himself. He was being selfish. He didn't think about you until afterwards, maybe during. Hallelujah, amen, but definitely afterwards. Like, I got to cover this up. Hallelujah. I don't want her to find this out. Because I messed up. They don't know they messed up after they done did it. It had nothing to do with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because no temptation is common to man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These things that we don't talk about been going on for years. Old men been marrying young women. It's been going on. This ain't something that just started. Glory to God. Because R. Kelly made the news. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we need to watch all these men. Look, half of Hollywood is like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This has been going on. There's no temptation common to man. So don't, when somebody else is in hot water, I always say when somebody else is in hot water, don't point the finger at them because it's something wrong with you too. You just ain't got caught. Hallelujah. Maybe you didn't succumb to it. Praise God. Or maybe when you did, that was so far in the past, ain't nobody gonna remember it. Glory to God, but you not innocent. Hallelujah. If you innocent, then the Bible is a lie. The Bible says that we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. The Bible says we were born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if what you're saying you ain't never, glory to God, hallelujah, in your life. Praise God. Went outside the box, done something you wasn't supposed to do. Stop judging someone else then. Because you were a little bit stronger than them. Hallelujah. Because you were able to bear it. Hallelujah. Because they were weaker. So basically, amen, what you're doing is making fun of the weak. Instead of helping them become strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at you. You fell victim to sin. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. That's my, nice way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Instead of encouraging them, hallelujah, amen, they get on Joel for his encouragement. But we need to be encouraged. Hallelujah. That, yeah, you may have messed up. You may have fallen short. Hallelujah, amen. You may not have hit the mark that you were supposed to hit. But don't beat yourself up. Dust yourself out. Start again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And make it this time. Set another goal. Just because you, watch this, just because you didn't reach your goal, hallelujah, the first time don't mean you can't try again. Hallelujah. You can try again. Praise God. Hallelujah. We so quick to give up. Try again. Hallelujah. And then all you got to do, when my great-grandmother died, she said these words. She said, do the best you can. That's all you can do. Is the best you can. There is no temptation coming to man, but whatever temptation comes away, it will come. Every temptation is tailor-made for you. So if you do the best you can pass all of them. Because that's all you can do is the best you can. You can't do what I do. And I can't do what you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It might be a certain female that you walk right past you. You probably won't turn your head and look at her. Glory to God. But that might be the same female that tipped me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I might got something over here passed by you to tempt too that won't even turn my head. Hallelujah, amen. But we are being tempted by something. We can deny and say we ain't, but we are. And until you admit that you are and understand and admit that everybody else around you is, you're going to constantly, hallelujah, amen, overthink things. You're going to constantly be in your mind. You're going to constantly be worried. Glory to God, hallelujah, because you haven't accepted the fact that this could. It's a possibility. You ain't accept the fact that it's a possibility with you. Hallelujah. How you going to accept the fact that it's a possibility with somebody else? Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to open your mind and enlighten yourself and understand everybody go through something. Everybody got something. And the devil know what everybody got. But the good news is the Lord know what you got too. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So the perspective I'm taking today is instead of looking at ourselves and understanding, yeah, because we'll put it on ourselves, oh, yeah. Yeah, me. I was, you know, I didn't know. Me. Hallelujah. But what about your friend? What about your spouse? What about your family? Hallelujah. The same grace. Hallelujah, amen, goes to them as well. Hallelujah, because you might be the victim of the whatever sin they did. Hallelujah, and it goes all back to forgiveness. Hallelujah, when you know this information, you can forgive because you understand that it's not them. The Bible says we war not, we don't fight against flesh and blood. Hallelujah, praise God. So it's not them. It's something spiritual, something demonic that sent the temptation their way. Hallelujah, praise God. And they were too weak to fight against it. Hallelujah, because they hadn't exercised what they know and because they don't know. Hallelujah. See, you can only use what you know when you know it. And you got to understand they don't know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God might have sent you in their life to tell them. And whatever they did might be too much for you to live with. You might want to move on with your life. But before you move on, you got to at least drop this nugget. Look, I can't get over what you did, but let me tell you. Hallelujah. Whatever excuse you have, God say it's a way out of it. Hallelujah. Well, next time around, with whoever you with, whatever friend you got, whatever relationship you get into, you need to understand and you need to know that whatever you did, you ain't got to. Whatever you fell in, you ain't have to fall in. That every temptation that comes to you, hallelujah, is made for you to beat it. Hallelujah. It's a way to get out of it, and it's a way to take it and not succumb to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we close on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you passing on that grace and that mercy? Are you passing it on to the next person? Are you passing on the knowledge and the wisdom? The Bible says, my people perish for the lack of the knowledge. Glory to God. This is the knowledge. Marriage is a perishing because they don't got this knowledge. Relationships are perishing because they ain't got this knowledge. Ministries are perishing because they don't have this knowledge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, but we got it tonight. Amen. We got to know what we know and use what we know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for his word. We thank God that with every temptation that comes the way of escape, we thank God that with this knowledge we can move forward. Hallelujah. And have mercy and grace for others, for they don't know what they do. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to magnify him and glorify him on tonight, for he is truly worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised and truly worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified and truly worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Amen. No temptation. Hallelujah. Is without a way of escape. No temptation. Hallelujah. Amen. And let somebody know. Hallelujah. You ain't the only one. Hallelujah. I suffer with it too. And I know I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but I saw when she walked in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My head turned too. Glory to God. I see the temptation. I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there with you, sister. Hallelujah. I understand what you're going through, but you can get through it. Whatever the temptation is, I use adultery because that's the most common thing we say is so hard for us as men and women of God. Hallelujah. As people in general. Hallelujah. Even outside the church, they say it's so hard. Hallelujah. To stay faithful. Hallelujah. It's so hard to be in a monogamous relationship. But if you know this information, it ain't hard. You know, people that stay together a long time, I already know this. You think you're the finest woman your husband ever had? Child, please. I know better than that. I got TV. I see fine women look better than me on TV all day. Child, don't play them. Don't play them. You can't play them. Oh, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I wonder sometimes, do you believe that? Because she looking at you like, boy, you know I ain't the most. I appreciate what you're saying. But you saying I'm the most beautiful? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Out of all the women in the world, even the one, you know, the one you be watching on TV, the one you be looking at on Facebook, the one you be looking at on Instagram, I'm finding it up. I didn't think. Glory to God. Let's be real about it tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. No temptation is common to man. We thank God for the word. We thank God that God is faithful. Hallelujah. Now will not suffer us to be tempted above which you are able. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't get mad when they find out and they succumb to it and you mad because you could have took it. The Bible says you could have buried it. You could have escaped it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let them know. Yeah, you could have. Hallelujah. Amen. Let them know what the words say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But understand, when people are just learning how to work something, it takes you a couple of tries to figure it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray for the best. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight for the word. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight out there on Facebook Live. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We will be back on tomorrow night. It's Woman Ladies Night, of course. Amen. First Lady Aisha will be coming forth. Hallelujah. With the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. As usual. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, if you didn't get a chance to watch the whole broadcast, feel free to rewatch the video. Amen. If not, you can click on the link and listen to it. praise God, while you're at work, amen, so you won't get in trouble, amen, for being on Facebook. You might get in trouble for having your ear parts on, or maybe you might scream hallelujah. But, hey, it's always good to get in trouble for Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. We bless the name of the Lord. Like I said, we will be back on tomorrow night, amen. Praise God on behalf of everybody. We love each and every one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and to see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all, and we will see y'all tomorrow night on Woman's Night on the prayer line with the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Glory to God.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Now sing it for me, Leandria.